Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Insider Josh Vernier.
All right, 4-0, the final score. Let's get to this. You know, for the first time this season, the Royals have been swept. For the fourth time this season, the Royals are shut out. Phone lines are open. You know what to do. Let's talk about it. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's also the text line number. Look, I got nowhere else to go. We can get through this together. Again, 913-586-7610. Royals wrap up this road trip. 2-7. Outscored by two runs on average every single game. Yeah, run differential on this road trip of minus 18. Too bad for Alec Marsh. He suffers the tough luck loss. Now, he didn't have his best stuff today, but he was good. A solid outing from Marsh, a professional outing from Marsh, certainly good enough to give your team a chance to win 5 2/3 innings of three-run baseball. Not good enough. Certainly not good enough when your offense puts up a goose egg. A second straight day, third time on this trip, the Royals have been blanked. First time this season they've been held to only two hits in a game. First time all year. Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny, this series in Texas. Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny, your 2-3-4 hitters. The most important bats on the team in the organization. Bobby, Salvi, Vinny combined to go 1-for-32. Royals are now on pace for 86 wins this season, my friends. On pace to go 86-76. Now, for the first time since early April, the Royals are not a part of the playoff picture. Now, as we sit here now on this Sunday afternoon, for the first time since we were still unsure about this team. When they were losing heartbreaking series in Baltimore, at home against the Twins. When we were wondering, man, are they just fattening up on the White Sox? For the first time since then, the Royals are on the outside looking in. Now, how much does that matter in June? I'll leave that to you. But Tuesday's the midway point of the season. Game number 81 comes your way Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium. I think it's a good time to check in. How you holding up? Now, we could talk about this 4-0 loss. I don't know how much dissecting we need to do. You had two freaking hits. That's it, right? I mean, what else is there as far as the game is concerned? Now, I think this show today is about the team as we approach the midway point of the season. 913-586-7610. On pace to go 86-76. My question for you is simple today. Do you still view that as realistic? I mean, they're on pace to do it, right? Does it feel realistic? Do you believe that 86 wins can happen this season? Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We're going to start right here in Kansas City. Bobby, you're hitting leadoff on this Sunday afternoon. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Vern. I'm going to start off positive. I look at this team and, you know, you say game 81's coming up. They match the win total from 2014 at the same point. And we know what's going wrong with this team. It's very fixable. I think MJ is going to continue to heat up. You know, you mentioned that as a slight positive. And then, you know, we're going to have Massey coming back. Things are going to fix themselves. Bobby's going to heat back up. Salvi's going to be fine. We're going to be good. So listen off the air.
Appreciate the phone call, Bobby. Appreciate the perspective as well. Yeah, 2014, when they hit the midway point of the season, they had 42 wins. And the Royals right now have 42 wins with two games to play before the midway point of the season. I appreciate that, Bobby. You know, I was getting ready to go on the air, and I was asking myself, man, this has been no fun, this stretch, right? June has not been as much fun as April and May, obviously. 17 wins in April, 17 wins in May. One of the five best pitching staffs, at least a rotation, one of the five best rotations in Major League Baseball. Now, again, the pitching in Texas, the starting pitching in Texas was not the issue. But in the month of June, the Royals are now 7-13. 7-13, offensively getting, you know, about a run, run and a half less than what they received in April and May. On the mound, the rotation's ERA is more than a full run higher than what it was in the previous 2 months. No doubt about it, June has been, it's still nice, right? It's still nice having Royals baseball on every night here on 610 Sports Radio, but not enjoying the losses, right? No one is. But I was asking myself, all right, but what really concerns you? What am I really concerned about with this team? Because I was on with Carrington on Friday, and, you know, he's trying to get me to make a prediction and how many wins must they come away from Arlington with. And I laid it out saying, hey, man, every one of these pitching matchups this weekend favors Texas. The Royals are likely going to be the underdog in all three games, and they ultimately were, and as we know, they were swept for the first time this season. Now, my only request was, don't get swept. No, that doesn't happen. Because of the offense, that doesn't happen. Back-to-back shutouts, of course. But I'm not worried about the things that would make me panic. The things that would really cause me concern is if this rotation that, you know, early on in the month of June, even in the early part of this road trip, the rotation left something to be desired. You could see the regression from this rotation compared to April and May. But a solid outing, a professional outing today from Alec Marsh, Michael Wacha looking like classic Michael Wacha yesterday, and then a solid outing from Brady Singer back on Friday. That stability is back, in my opinion. With the return of Michael Wacha, the stability is back in the rotation. So as long as you have that, man, okay, I'm really not going to panic or be concerned about all that much. Yes, another error today. Vinny Pasquantino making his first error of the season. Royals have made 11 errors in the last 16 games. I don't love that. But I'm still very confident in this defense. I still believe in the weapons this squad has. The pitching, the defense, and the base running. So what am I really concerned about? I'm not really concerned about the offense, if I'm going to be quite honest with you. I just gave you the numbers. Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny combined 1 for 32 this series. Bobby and Salvi themselves, the two All-Stars, are 0 for 20 in the Lone Star State this weekend. That's not going to continue. So honestly, I'm not overly concerned about the offense. We've talked enough about the bullpen. You know where I stand about the bullpen. It is what it's going to be. Sure, you can make some additions, but you're never going to have your feet up in the seventh inning with this bullpen this season. Just accept that. The only thing that concerns me slightly, Bobby, you brought him up. Michael Massey coming back. Now, I'm excited. I'm excited to get Massey back. Excited to get that bat back as hopeful protection for Salvi. Remember how well Massey was hitting in that five spot prior to re-injuring that back, re-aggravating that back. But if you were listening to J.J. Piccolo earlier today as he sat down with Ryan Lefevre, you heard him acknowledge that Massey and that back and back could be back tomorrow. But if you were listening, J.J. also noted that because of that back, he's only back because of the bat. You're not going to see Michael Massey at second base. It doesn't seem as if you're going to see him at second base anytime soon. Now, their game in Omaha is about to get started. Massey's yet to play second base on this rehab assignment. In fact, JJ points out that the injury, the lower back aggravation that Massey has felt dating back to college, that the team's starting to understand that that aggravation normally comes from when he's playing second base, a gold glove second base. So the fact that we're going to have to at least get to the All-Star break, not expecting Michael Massey to play regular time at second base, that's concerning to me. Happy to have his bat back. But one of the reasons why you're really excited to get Massey back is not only the extra base power offensively, but the gold glove ability defensively. That's the only thing that concerns me about this team right now. That's it. If you differ, let me know. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's stay in Kansas City. Talk with Charles. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, Vern. Tough stretch of games here for the fellas. If we're sitting around, we're on pace for 86, you said, 86 wins. If we're sitting around there, you think the team's going to go all in and get another bat? Or you think they might not if they're sitting outside of that wild card spot? What do you think?
Appreciate the phone call, Charles. I don't think the Royals ever go all in again. I've made this point a handful of times, so forgive me if you've heard it before. You know, to liken it to the championship team of 2015. It's not difficult for me to envision this front office, this ownership group, making a move similar to the Johnny Cueto trade in 2015. Now, I'm not saying they're making that move this year. I could see this front office making a Johnny Cueto-like trade once there's pressure on them, once it becomes playoffs or bust. 2024, my friends, for as much as you want it to be, it's not playoffs or bust, man. You know what this is about. This is about getting you and I back to the ballpark. Reminding the city what the Royals mean to Kansas City and the surrounding area. My only expectation for 2024 is for this team, and listen, this wasn't my expectation in February. So it's already been advanced, right? It's already been, it has evolved as the winning has mounted. My only expectation this season is for them to remain in the race in September. If you fall short of the postseason, I can understand that. I'll probably be able to explain that away. But if you fall out of the race before we get to September, man, to me, that's inexcusable. So I could see the Royals making an addition or two to this bullpen, but they make an addition or two to the bullpen every year, even when they're bad. They did last year bringing in a guy like James MacArthur. So yeah, they'll make a move. And yes, I could see them making a Johnny Cueto type of move when it's playoffs or bust, but I don't think it becomes playoffs or bust in Kansas City until 2026, 2 years from now. Furthermore, I never see this front office making a Ben Zobrist type of trade. Because to me, the difference is Johnny Cueto, and it was playoffs or bust, playoffs or we riot. You make the move for Ben Zobrist, and now it's World Series or bust. That's a pretty big matzo ball to put out there, right? So I don't see Ben Zobrist deal ever happening with this current power structure in Kansas City, because you know, what they're trying to emulate, Tampa, Cleveland, is consistency, being in the fight year in and year out, having exciting Augusts and Septembers year in and year out. You don't do that in a market like this by going for it the first sniff of the postseason you come across. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Ronnie and Lee's Summit. Ronnie, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals are swept out of the Lone Star State, losing to the Rangers 4-0.
Hey, Bert, just to let you know, I enjoy your show. You're brilliant. I love listening to you. I also want to say that I bought Fubo TV this year. I've watched every single Royals game this year. I love this team. This team is young. I agree with you. This is not 2024 playoff or bust. This is the year to get us back to Kauffman Stadium to watch this team. But I also am going to be a realist, Bert, and I'm telling you right now, this is a leadership problem in the last month. If you look back at the Chiefs and you look at their winning formula, every time they got in trouble last year, the same guys always stood up and got everyone fired up. Mahomes, Kelsey, Chris Jones. It always happened, and I don't see that happening right now with this team. And if they and listen, man, I'm glad they got everybody back to the ballpark, but I also have been watching social media, listening to the pulse of the fan base right now, and I think if they go home this week and have another horrible series this week, I think that they're going to be out of the playoff hunt, and I think they're in favor of losing the fan base as quickly as they brought them on, and I'll just say that.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. Listen, get away from social media. Social media, and trust me, right? I've been in this role for a very long time now. Social media doesn't tell the story. You know, social media is like 5%, 10% of the people that follow the Royals, that go to Royals games. It's such a small portion of the fan base, of the population, whether we're talking about baseball fans or, you know, X as a whole. Now, Facebook, I don't know. I'm not on Facebook. I hate that I'm on X, but I was forced to sign up for that. Trust me, social media does not reflect the fan base. It doesn't. Not at all. I know you feel like it does. It doesn't. You're not losing the fan base. Now, you know, what is a poor homestand? I guess I would have to take a step back before I say you're not losing the fan base. Okay, you come home for 3 against the Marlins, 4 against the Guardians, 3 against the Tampa Bay Rays. Yeah, lose all 10 of those games and people will be very angry, sure. But I don't expect the Royals to lose all 10. I expect the Royals to have a winning homestand. So, a little dramatic. And they're already out of the playoff picture. I mean, currently, they're a half game back of the Boston Red Sox for the third and final wild card spot in the American League. Now, your point about leadership, I kind of apples to oranges, you know, talking about comparing the NFL to Major League Baseball as far as that is concerned. Because as long as Patrick Mahomes is on the field, he can directly impact the game every single time. As long as Chris Jones is on the field, he can directly impact the game every single play. Bobby can't do that. Salvi can't do that. Seth Lugo pitches once every fifth game. Same with Cole Reagans. That's just not how baseball works. Or else, Hank Aaron and Willie Mays would have won more than one World Series apiece. Right? Mike Trout would have been to the postseason in the last decade. Shohei Ohtani would have already won a World Series, so apples and oranges on that one. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Joe in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Always a long day when you're going against a healthy Scherzer, but I'd love to hear you speak a little more about what's going on at the top of the lineup and whether you think it may be worth it. I read something about, you know, potentially Bobby being up there to get him a few more ABs throughout the year, and if that's even worth it or worth the time. Thanks, always off air.
Certainly worth a conversation. Bobby's a much different guy than he was the last time they put him in the leadoff spot, which I believe was the beginning of last season, Q's first season, I want to say. But I remember then, Bobby wasn't all that keen on being the leadoff hitter. Said he would think about it all night and all morning. What am I going to do on the first pitch? He would just stay inside of his head. And it was not ideal for your best player. So you want to make sure he's, I don't want to say accepting of it, because Bobby's a great employee, a great teammate, a pretty good dude, really good dude. So he would certainly go along with it, but are you putting Bobby in the best position to succeed? That was a long time ago, more than a year ago, and yes, it was at the beginning of last season. He was serving as the leadoff hitter. Not a bad idea, but again, we have him on record saying, that's not necessarily my cup of tea. But Shohei Betts leadoff. Yeah, you want your bet. Mookie Betts is in the leadoff spot before he went down. Yeah, you want your best player getting as many at bats as possible. It's certainly not a bad idea. I'm not opposed to it. But even with Bobby in the leadoff spot, I need Vinny in the two spot to hit. I need Salvi in the three spot to hit. I need someone to hit. And he got five hits in the past 2 days. Now, one-third of the games on this nine-game road trip, one-third of them, you were held to three hits or fewer. Now, what am I seeing from the offense? Now, Salvi goes through this every single season, a stretch in which the team is struggling and he, with the C on the chest, feels the need to try and carry the team. I think some of that is involved with Salvi. I also think he's tired. Right, we're a week away, a few weeks away from the All-Star break, even though it's not going to be much of a break for Salvi. I think that All-Star break could be nice for the 34-year-old. Bobby Witt, 0-for in his return to Arlington. That was unfortunate, but I think he'll be better for it. You look at what happens to Bobby when he goes home. His rookie season, remember how poorly he was hitting? And then he went to Arlington, and he's told me the story before about, being back in my hometown, being near the stadium that I went to as a kid to, fall in love with the game, near where my dad played for the Rangers. It kind of reminded me, as I was on the bus heading to the airport with the team, as I looked back at the stadium, it reminded me, man, you're living your dream. This is what you always wanted. Just go have fun. Well, Bobby's about to get on that bus and make that same drive to the airport and look at that same stadium and have that same moment, hopefully. His rookie year, he went into that series in Texas with an OPS right around 550. after that series, he had an OPS 200 points higher, right, near 750. Even last year, he rolled into Arlington with an OPS below 550. After that series, his OPS was north of 800. Now, hopefully the inverse isn't happening. Hopefully Bobby doesn't show up to Arlington as an MVP favorite and leave 0-3 today, 0-11 for the series. Yeah, hopefully it's not the beginning of a nosedive. I don't believe it is. The dude's too good. He's still one of the best players on the planet, but I'm hoping that this rough patch for the team and for him offensively, even though I understand he won the game for you in Oakland, hitting that eighth inning home run to break a tie game. The hope is that Bobby has that moment of clarity, is reminded that he's living his dream. And, you know, this three-game series, once again, is the best moment of his season, meaning it's all uphill from here. Now, that's the hope. Appreciate the phone call. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Yeah, wondering about Michael Massey. I see it on the text line about when he returns, who's the odd man out. You know, originally I was thinking it was Nick Lofton because Massey would take over at second base. But knowing that he's likely to DH when in the lineup, to me, you know, Adam Frazier was scratched from the lineup today because of a thumb sprain. You know, Kyle Isbell, back-to-back days out of the lineup after he deals with a lower back injury. Wouldn't be surprised to see an IL move be the way to activate Michael Massey. But we'll see. Royals open up a 10-game homestand with the first of three against the Miami Marlins tomorrow night. 7:10 for the first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show live from the K beginning at 6 o'clock with your chance to win tickets to see the Royals and Guardians coming up next weekend. So make sure you're listening tomorrow night beginning at 6 o'clock. We'll take a quick time out. Get back to your thoughts after this.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas makes socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
4-0 the final score. Royals swept out of Arlington, swept for the first time this season, shut out in Arlington for the second time in the last 48 hours. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. The good news is Cole Reagans pitches against the Miami Marlins tomorrow night at Kauffman Stadium. All another piece of good news, Seth Lugo pitches Tuesday night against the Miami Marlins at Kauffman Stadium, and then Brady Singer Wednesday afternoon. So things are still, in my opinion, looking up for a team that sits five games above 500. Phone lines are open. Again, 913-586-7610. My game notes following this, the 37th loss of the year. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. The loss coupled with a Cleveland Guardians, that was a pretty good game. Guardians, Blue Jays, Guardians fell behind early as Vladimir Guerrero went deep, long rain delay, and yeah, the Guardians came back and won that game. So the Guardians now 9 games up on your boys in blue in the American League Central. Royals a game back of the Twins, and a wild card race, a half game back of the Boston Red Sox in the wild card. All right, 913-586-7610. We go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, what's going on, buddy?
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And listen, I don't know what it is. Mikel Garcia, his defensive struggles here lately have been concerning to me. And, the pitching's been coming along pretty good these last two games, like you said. I'm not really concerned about the offense and everything like that, but if we don't make a move for one bat or two, maybe two, I know you're probably not going to get two. You're probably going to focus more on the bullpen at the trade deadline, but if we don't get at least one big bat, not like somebody big, but like a Brian De La Cruz or somebody, then I don't know what we're going to do. But I would say, here's my opinion. I'll listen off air, Vern. If we don't have a winning homestand, then I think the playoff aspirations in my mind are out for the season. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Okay. So if the Royals don't have a winning homestand, so if they go 4-6, if they finish off the homestand with a record of 46-43, 3 games above 500, you're giving up on the postseason. It doesn't make the most sense to me, but whatever. Do you? Royals have lost 12 of the last 16 on the road. 6 games below 500 away from Kauffman Stadium, and now with a negative run differential on the road. First time we've been able to say that since, again, the first time we've been able to say a lot of things since the first few weeks of the season. Right. Fans as nervous, some bailing on the team for the first time since the first few weeks of the season. Swept for the first time all season. Let's go to the text line real quick. Let's see. I know that might not be the best of moves, but Ryan from Olathe wonders, can we be concerned about Vinny Pasquantino? Vern, I know he's not the only struggling hitter in the lineup right now, but it seems to me like he's been fairly streaky all year. Appreciate you listening, Ryan. When I think of streaky, I think of MJ Melendez, where it's just long droughts and then a home run, and then a drought and then a two-hit game. Vinny got off to a rough start, but he's been slightly better than league average since. Now, Ryan, and I see you went on to write this, has he been all-star caliber? No. Yeah, okay. He's been streaky as far as being the type of talent that I think you and I believe him to be. Okay, I can get with you on that. Yeah, he's been streaky as far as his all-star offensive ability. Yeah, I'll give you that. Bobby has been an MVP throughout. Salvi's been an all-star / MVP for a large chunk of the season, but everyone is scuffling here in the month of June. Everyone has taken a step back somewhat, right? Bobby hasn't looked like an MVP, at least didn't in Texas. Still looked good. Still played a solid shortstop. Salvi, Vinny, Mikel's been dropped to the eighth spot in the lineup. You know, even Seth Lugo and Alec Marsh. I think we have seen them come back down to earth somewhat. But again, you know, Seth Lugo went from a Cy Young favorite to a certain all-star. Alec Marsh went from a guy where you're going, hey, is this the third best pitcher in this organization right now? To, okay, can he be Brady Singer moving forward? 913-586-7610. But listen, if you are concerned that Vinny isn't a number three hitter on a division champion, okay, yeah, I think that's a fine conversation to have. But I still think he can be a three-hitter on a playoff team. I still think he can be a three-hitter on a winning team. Again, he's been a slightly above league average hitter for the better part of 2.5 months now. There are so many other spots that we could focus on, as you know, Ryan. 913-586-7610. Yeah, okay, you know, more complaints here about the outfield. You know, saying from the 913, Vern, good afternoon. Been a fan since 1969. Royals have the worst hitting outfield in club history. Yeah, okay, yeah, that might be true. You know what, I'm sure it is. No, I'm not sure it is, but I can imagine it is. But I think that narrative has been overblown. Now, how bad the Royals outfield is. Yeah, they have three below average hitters, and they just happen to be in the outfield. But if you think the Royals have to go out there and get an outfield, you're going to find out that there are plenty of other big dogs sniffing around that pond. Right, the Phillies want an outfielder. The Dodgers want an outfielder. So, Garrett, to go to your point, going back to the phone call, you know, if they don't go out and get a big bat, they're not getting a big bat because this offense is not one big bat away, just like this bullpen is not one big arm away. You know, it's a league-average offense, and we're hoping it's a league-average bullpen. Now, you might need a bat to maintain being a league average offense, especially if Michael Massey's back injury is something that you're going to have to monitor and deal with moving forward for the rest of the season. Now, you might need to add a bat just to stay in the race, possibly. But if that's the case, now we need to start having the conversation of, well, okay, if we're just trying to stay in the race, how much are we really willing to part with? Because you're trying to be good consistently and, you know, selling off an already lesser than farm system, selling off the pieces that you like, in my opinion, it's not wise business. Let's go to Bryce. Nice enough to call us up after a tough outing for his boys in blue. Bryce, what'd you think of that one?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think we do need another bat. There's some players on this team that don't have the best batting average. But I think by the trade deadline, we should focus on the bullpen and move from that. I think we should be better, and then we could get into the postseason. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate you placing it. Very nice, Bryce. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. Well, regarding the trade deadline and regarding that bullpen, earlier today, Royals general manager J.J. Piccolo was on with Ryan Lefever here on 610 Sports Radio. And earlier in the day, he was on MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM. And J.J. had this to say about the Royals' plans for this year's trade deadline, which is just a little over 5 weeks away. Here's J.J. Piccolo on 610 Sports Radio.
Yeah, we're going to be aggressive.
The thing we have to keep in mind is I like to think that we're just getting into a window where we're going to have a nice handful of seasons. Yeah, so how far do we want to push this thing is something that we have to answer as a front office. But I will say that I feel an obligation personally to the guys that committed to this team and chose Kansas City, and to the Salvador Perez's and the Bobby Witts who have chosen to be here long term to add to this club. So we will be aggressive, and we'll look at anything and everything, you know, but the two areas, pretty common. You know, you want to get your lineup deeper, you want to get your bullpen better, and if we can do that and be in a better spot going into the second half of the year, I'll be happy to do it.
Earlier today, J.J. Piccolo, again, on Sirius XM. Everyone wants to improve their bullpen. Everyone wants to lengthen their lineup. And the easiest place to lengthen your lineup is to improve your outfield. Your fourth outfielder could easily take a hike back to AAA. Everyone wants an outfielder. Everyone wants an arm. And right now, the Royals are on the outside looking in at the playoff race. How aggressive should they be? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. They're swept out of Arlington, losing today 4-0. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Nah, we don't have any highlights to play for you. The Royals only had two hits. Two blank and blank hits. Yeah. 4-0. They lose in Texas. They're swept by the defending champs, and they finish off this road trip 2-7, outscored by 18 runs and finishing it off with 27 consecutive scoreless innings offensively. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's the text line number as well, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, I wouldn't hate if we were sellers at the deadline. Brady Singer, Michael Wacha, trade them out, reload the farm. Well, that's certainly one way, getting rid of two starting pitchers. Michael Wacha with a player option this offseason. Brady Singer with two more years of team control after this season. Now, I think the Singer trade conversation is something that is worth having, but I think it's I'm ready to have that conversation this offseason, even though I guess you can make a case you might be able to get a little bit more at the deadline than you would this offseason. You know, we had someone call up earlier say that the fans, with a losing homestand, the fans will revolt and they'll turn their back on this team. I think if you sold like that, like if you parted with Wacha and Singer, and I'm not saying I'm right, this is just my opinion, you tell me if I'm wrong, and obviously, 913, you disagree. I guess I would wonder how many games that you go to, 913. But you trade away Brady Singer and Michael Wacha in the next month, we're going to be... And I understand the Royals aren't packing the house to begin with, at least compared to the rest of Major League Baseball, but look, we all know Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs take over when they want to take over, but man, talk about laying out the red carpet for the champs. You part with Singer and Wacha, and Kauffman Stadium will once again just be a parking lot for Chiefs fans. Our guy Raj in the Ozarks is, what are you, oh, okay. Because the College World Series is going on. He's wondering if Patrick Mahomes could play second base for the Royals. I think Mahomes would be a reliever. A reliever, I don't know how good that bat was. Maybe a third baseman. That arm's too strong. It's either on the mound or in third base, in my opinion. From the 913, Vern, this is like the lawn chair that I just bought at Dollar General. Looks really good, but as the summer approaches, the legs are all shaky and it's starting to fall apart. All right, that's not bad. That's not bad, but it's not true. They're not falling apart. The rotation's just starting to re-stabilize, right? You just got Michael Wacha back. Alec Marsh, 5 2/3 innings. I thought he was really good today. It wasn't great, but he was better than average. He was good. He was very good. Marsh has given the team at least 5 innings in 8 of his last 9 starts and in 11 of his 14 outings this season. He takes the loss today. He's now 5-5. The Royals are 5 games above 500. Dan in KCK remains optimistic about the upcoming homestand. Good to see. From the 515. Oh, man, you've been bumming for a while. But he writes, Vern, there's no shot we finish this season with 86 wins. Well, that's what they're pacing for right now. Even after this road trip that saw the boys lose 7 of 9, the Royals on pace to finish off this campaign 86-76. I won't even pose the Carrington hypothetical button game because I know we would all push 86 right now, right? I'm not even going to front on that one. Yes, I am slamming that button. Please give me 86 wins. From the 620, Vern, you're telling me the Royals only reached second base one time? Sounds more like a Dungeon and Dragons group than a baseball team. Hey, man, those are often the same fans, right? I know I'm a nerd. Maybe not a D&D nerd, but I'm a math nerd and baseball nerd, so I'm not gonna knock anyone. From the 785, 58 batters and only 5 hits the last 2 games, Vern. And games look hard. Players look like they're giving no effort when they can't score. I know it's not the case. But somebody needs to pay for this, and hopefully it's the upcoming series against the Miami Marlins. Yeah, well said. Hey, I mentioned Michael Massey earlier. He is not in the lineup today for the Omaha Storm Chasers as Daniel Lynch puts his 5-0 record on the line as they play host to the Louisville Bats. Yeah, Michael Massey, as J.J. Piccolo said earlier today, could rejoin the team as early as tomorrow, but don't hold your breath expecting him to be at second base. The team's going to really slow play Massey in the field as the lower back aggravation that he's dealt with throughout his professional career, a lot of it stems back to standing around, bending over out there at second base. So Michael Massey might take over as your designated hitter moving forward, at least for a short time. And let's be real, how much longer could the Royals have Fermin and Salvi in the lineup, especially now with no Austin Nola on the bench? That's a dicey proposition, having both of your catchers in the lineup to start a game. That's going to come back and bite you eventually. A few more from the text line. From the 913, Vern, I take the blame. I've been in Vegas for the past month, but I'm back in KC now, and I'm going to the game this week, every single one of them. I'm going to get the Royals back on track. All right, I'd like to hear that. If they do indeed win coming up tomorrow night, as they should with Cole Reagans on the hill going opposite Rodery Munoz, if they win tomorrow night's 913, I want to hear from you. Right now, I want to hear from Big T and Shawnee. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Sure, everybody. You know, I look at it like this. The boys are scuffling right now. It happens. But I look at it like this, Vern. The roller coaster is broke down right now. The crazy train is off the tracks. The Dirty Werewolves cruise ship is stuck in a sandbar. But you watch, everybody. The roller coaster will be back open and rolling again. The crazy train will be rolling down the tracks, and Dustman's cruise ship will be out of the sandbar, barged out of the sandbar, and cruising to the next party port. And as always, let's go Royals.
From Shawnee to Overland Park, let's talk to our buddy Santi on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say one thing. You know how MJ's been in, like, a tough stretch and stuff?
Yep.
He's been doing a lot better. But every ground ball, he's been hustling it out, running, like, his hair is on fire. The thing with Mikel, it's just, he seems to jog out some of these, and I think Rex mentioned it the other day. It just, I think they'd do a lot better for him to start hustling. Thanks, Vern.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And he will. I could tell a story going back to when Mikel made his debut. Remember when like half the team couldn't make the trip to Toronto a few years ago when Mikel debuted? And I remember he's at third base and it's just an infield pop up. And he took his eye off the ball and dropped it and had just terrible body language after it. And, you know, mistakenly, I judged him pretty harshly off that. And I knew about the lineage. I know about how many of his family members had made it to the show. And, you know, Eskies' his cousin. And, you know, Kelvin Escobar and Ronald Acuna's his cousin. So I thought the dude was a hot dog. That didn't have the type of, you know, baseball IQ I would expect from a bloodline like that. Yeah, I wasn't very happy with Michael Garcia dating back to 2022. But after what he showed last year, despite the fact that he was being bludgeoned over the head with a 106 loss grind through the summer, the way that he runs the bases, the way that he plays third base, shortstop, he's one of the best in the game at those two things, running the bags and defending on the left side of the infield. But I think the offensive struggles, not only his, but the team's struggles in June, I think, yeah, are starting to affect him on the base pass, starting to affect him a little bit defensively. Now, Michael today, one of the two hits was courtesy of the eight-hitter, Michael Garcia. And you're right, Rex and Ryan did make note of a poor body language from Michael, but with the leadership of Salvi, you know, Freddie Fermin, his countrymen inside that clubhouse, I'm not worried about Michael. And like I mentioned, you know, the relationship that him and Mac Quatrero, him and Alex Zumwalt have fostered over the past few years with Zumi. I mean, those two go back a long time. And to go back to a previous caller, I think the leadership is fine. From the coaching staff to the countrymen inside of that clubhouse, I think there's plenty of dudes to wrap their arm around Michael and to kick him in the backside. And this isn't the first time. You know, this happened early on this season, and Mac Quatrero lit a fire under the young man. Coming back home, taking on the Miami Marlins, I'm hoping to see Michael lock it back in. And, Santi, I'm glad you mentioned MJ Melendez, who had the other hit in today's game. Michael had the leadoff single in the sixth. MJ had the one-out double in the fifth. MJ, in this nine-game road trip, hit .346 with five of his nine hits going for extra bases. And isn't that perfect? Now, many of you spent the first 2 months screaming about MJ Melendez. And the moment he starts playing well is when we're all screaming about the team. 913-586-7610. We go back to the text line. Terry in Green Bay. Vern, the June swoon continues. The Royals are sinking faster than the Titanic. Well, that actually took a while, didn't it? Didn't it ease into the water like an old man into a bath? No? Rally Mantis is calling for the Royals to go 5-2 on this upcoming homestand. Well, Rally Mantis, it's a 10-game homestand, so I need to know what you want to do with those three games against Tampa. From the 913, Vern, what do you think about getting Tommy Pham? Sure, yeah, why not? I don't think the Royals are the only team interested in Tommy Pham, so that means it's a bidding war, and I'm not interested in getting in a bidding war. So I guess, no, I'm out. From the 620, Vern, when will we see Walter Pennington or Devin Mann or Drew Waters in the big leagues? Well, depending on how, you know, Kyle Isbell reacts to this flight home, how that back reacts when he shows up tomorrow, I mean, you could see Drew Waters soon. I mean, right now you can watch him as he's on the field for the AAA team. He's in center field for the Storm Chasers. Devin Mann, I mean, best of luck to him. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm not really holding my breath to see Devin Mann. But, and Walter Pennington, yeah, I think you could see him. Again, I don't believe either Mann nor Pennington are on the 40-man roster, so someone would have to go. Either on the 60-day IL or off the roster, DFA. So Waters, I think you'll see before the end of the season. I'd put Pennington number two as far as the chances. And, you know, Devin Mann, and I hate to think about what would have to happen to get Mann in the show. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate Nathan Williams' help back at the studio as well. All right, Royals, we'll see you at Kauffman Stadium tomorrow. They lose 4-0 to Texas. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Kansas City. I appreciate you listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, stay fair.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Nah, we don't have any highlights to play for you. The Royals only had two hits. Two blank and blank hits. Yeah. 4-0. They lose in Texas. They're swept by the defending champs, and they finish off this road trip 2-7. Outscored by 18 runs and finishing it off with 27 consecutive scoreless innings offensively. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's the text line number as well, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, I wouldn't hate if we were sellers at the deadline. Brady Singer, Michael Wacha, trade them out, reload the farm. Well, that's certainly one way, getting rid of two starting pitchers. Michael Wacha with a player option this offseason. Brady Singer with two more years of team control after this season. Now, I think the Singer trade conversation is something that is worth having. I'm ready to have that conversation this offseason, even though I guess you can make a case you might be able to get a little bit more at the deadline than you would this offseason. You know, we had someone call up earlier say that the fans, with a losing homestand, the fans will revolt and they'll turn their back on this team. I think if you sold like that, like if you parted with Wacha and Singer, and I'm not saying I'm right. This is just my opinion. You tell me if I'm wrong. And obviously, 913, you disagree. I guess I would wonder how many games that you go to, 913. But you trade away Brady Singer and Michael Wacha in the next month, we're going to be... And I understand the Royals aren't packing the house to begin with, at least compared to the rest of Major League Baseball, but... look, we all know Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs take over when they want to take over, but man, talk about laying out the red carpet for the champs. You part with Singer and Wacha, and Kauffman Stadium will once again just be a parking lot for Chiefs fans. Our guy Raj in the Ozarks is... What are you... Oh, okay. Because the College World Series is going on. He's wondering if Patrick Mahomes could play second base for the Royals. I think Mahomes would be a reliever. A reliever, I don't know how good that bat was. Maybe a third baseman. That arm's too strong. It's either on the mound or in third base, in my opinion. From the 913, Vern, this is like the lawn chair that I just bought at Dollar General. Looks really good, but as the summer approaches, the legs are all shaky and it's starting to fall apart. All right, that's not bad. That's not bad, but it's not true. They're not falling apart. The rotation's just starting to re-stabilize, right? You just got Michael Wacha back. Alec Marsh, 5 2/3 innings. I thought he was really good today. It wasn't great, but he was better than average. He was good. He was very good. Marsh has given the team at least 5 innings in 8 of his last 9 starts and in 11 of his 14 outings this season. He takes the loss today. He's now 5-5. The Royals are 5 games above 500. Dan in KCK remains optimistic about the upcoming homestand. Good to see. From the 515, oh man, you've been bumming for a while. But he writes, Vern, there's no shot we finish this season with 86 wins. Well, that's what they're pacing for right now. Even after this road trip that saw the boys lose 7 of 9, the Royals on pace to finish off this campaign 86-76. I won't even pose the Carrington hypothetical button game because I know we would all push 86 right now, right? I'm not even going to front on that one. Yes, I am slamming that button. Please give me 86 wins. From the 620, Vern, you're telling me the Royals only reached second base one time? Sounds more like a Dungeon and Dragons group than a baseball team. Hey, man, those are often the same fans, right? I know I'm a nerd. Maybe not a D&D nerd, but I'm a math nerd and baseball nerd, so I'm not gonna knock anyone. From the 785, 58 batters and only 5 hits the last 2 games, Vern. I mean, games look hard. Players look like they're giving no effort when they can't score. I know it's not the case, but somebody needs to pay for this, and hopefully it's the upcoming series against the Miami Marlins. Yeah, well said. Hey, I mentioned Michael Massey earlier. He is not in the lineup today for the Omaha Storm Chasers as Daniel Lynch puts his 5-0 record on the line as they play host to the Louisville Bats. Yeah, Michael Massey, as J.J. Piccolo said earlier today, could rejoin the team as early as tomorrow, but don't hold your breath expecting him to be at second base. the team's going to really slow play Massey in the field as the lower back aggravation that he's dealt with throughout his professional career, a lot of it stems back to standing around, bending over out there at second base. So Michael Massey might take over as your designated hitter moving forward, at least for a short time. And let's be real, how much longer could the Royals have Fermin and Salvi in the lineup, especially now with no Austin Nola on the bench? That's a dicey proposition, having both of your catchers in the lineup to start a game. That's going to come back and bite you eventually. A few more from the text line. From the 913, Vern, I take the blame. I've been in Vegas for the past month, but I'm back in KC now, and I'm going to the game this week, every single one of them. I'm going to get the Royals back on track. All right, I'd like to hear that. If they do indeed win coming up tomorrow night, as they should with Cole Reagans on the hill going opposite Rodery Munoz, if they win tomorrow night's 913, I want to hear from you. Right now, I want to hear from Big T and Shawnee. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Sure, everybody. You know, I look at it like this. The boys are scuffling right now. It happens. But I look at it like this, Vern. The roller coaster is broke down right now. The crazy train is off the tracks. The Dirty Werewolves cruise ship is stuck in a sandbar. But you watch, everybody. The roller coaster will be back open and rolling again. The crazy train will be rolling down the tracks. And Dustman's cruise ship will be out of the sandbar, barged out of the sandbar, and cruising to the next party port. And as always, let's go Royals.
From Shawnee to Overland Park, let's talk to our buddy Santi on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say one thing. You know how MJ's been in like a tough stretch and stuff?
Yep.
He's been doing a lot better. But every ground ball, he's been hustling it out, running like his hair is on fire. The thing with Mikel, it's just he seems to jog out some of these. And I think Rex mentioned it the other day. It's just, I think they'd do a lot better for him to start hustling. Thanks, Vern.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And he will. I could tell a story going back to when Mikel made his debut. When half the team couldn't make the trip to Toronto a few years ago, and Mikel debuted. And I remember he's at third base, and it's just an infield pop-up. And he took his eye off the ball and dropped it and had just terrible body language after it. And, mistakenly, I judged him pretty harshly off that. And I knew about the lineage. I know about how many of his family members had made it to the show, and Esky's his cousin, and Kelvin Escobar and Ronald Acuna's his cousin. So I thought the dude was a hot dog that didn't have the type of baseball IQ I would expect from a bloodline like that. Yeah, I wasn't very happy with Mikel Garcia dating back to 2022. But after what he showed last year, despite the fact that he was being bludgeoned over the head with a 106-loss grind through the summer, the way that he runs the bases, the way that he plays third base, shortstop, he's one of the best in the game at those two things, running the bags and defending on the left side of the infield. But I think the offensive struggles, not only his, but the team's struggles in June, I think, are starting to affect him on the base pass, starting to affect him a little bit defensively. Now, Mikel today, one of the two hits was courtesy of the eight-hitter, Mikel Garcia. And you're right, Rex and Ryan did make note of a poor body language from Mikel, but with the leadership of Salvi, Freddie Fermin, his countryman, inside that clubhouse, I'm not worried about Mikel. And like I mentioned, the relationship that him and Matt Quatrero, him and Alex Zumwalt have fostered over the past few years with Zumi. I mean, those two go back a long time. And to go back to a previous caller, I think the leadership is fine, from the coaching staff to the countrymen inside of that clubhouse. I think there's plenty of dudes to wrap their arm around Mike Cal and to kick him in the backside. And this isn't the first time. You know, this happened early on this season, and Matt Quatrero lit a fire under the young man. Coming back home, taking on the Miami Marlins, I'm hoping to see Mike Cal lock it back in. And Santi, I'm glad you mentioned MJ Melendez, who had the other hit in today's game. Mike Cal had the leadoff single in the sixth. MJ had the one-out double in the fifth. MJ, in this nine-game road trip, hit .346 with five of his nine hits going for extra bases. And isn't that perfect? Now, many of you spent the first 2 months screaming about MJ Melendez. And the moment he starts playing well is when we're all screaming about the team. 913-586-7610. We go back to the text line. Terry in Green Bay. Vern, the June swoon continues. The Royals are sinking faster than the Titanic. Well, that actually took a while, didn't it? Didn't it ease into the water like an old man into a bath? No? Rally Mantis is calling for the Royals to go 5-2 on this upcoming homestand. Well, Rally Mantis, it's a 10-game homestand, so I need to know what you want to do with those three games against Tampa. From the 913, Vern, what do you think about getting Tommy Pham? Sure. Yeah, why not? I don't think the Royals are the only team interested in Tommy Pham, so that means it's a bidding war, and I'm not interested in getting in a bidding war. So I guess, no, I'm out. From the 620, Vern, when will we see Walter Pennington or Devin Mann or Drew Waters in the big leagues? Well, depending on how, you know, Kyle Isbell reacts to this flight home, how that back reacts when he shows up tomorrow, I mean, you could see Drew Waters soon. I mean, right now you can watch him as he's on the field for the AAA team. He's in center field for the Storm Chasers. Devin Mann, I mean, best of luck to him. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm not really holding my breath to see Devin Mann. But, and Walter Pennington, yeah, I think you could see him. Again, I don't believe either Mann nor Pennington are on the 40-man roster, so someone would have to go. Either on the 60-day IL or off the roster, DFA. So Waters, I think you'll see before the end of the season. I'd put Pennington number two as far as the chances. And, you know, Devin Mann, man, I hate to think about what would have to happen to get Mann in the show. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate Nathan Williams' help back at the studio as well. All right, Royals, we'll see you at Kauffman Stadium tomorrow. They lose 4-0 to Texas. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Kansas City. I appreciate you listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, stay fair.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.